Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't...
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy.
Wow, that's beautiful.
You like that?
It warms the cackles of my heart.
All right, let's do this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And or what you can do, friends, is jump over onto our Facebook, Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E. And or what you can do is go over to Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on our Facebook pages. You can also follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, jumping over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com really quick. What I want to do, just to set you up for the next segment, is I want to talk about who has rights? Because I just had an email here just a couple minutes ago, and it said that there are millions of Christians and thousands of gays. So why do the gays believe that they have more rights than the Christians do? Did you hear what he said? I responded, Randy, I said, gays don't have rights. And if they do, can you please show me? So what I want to do before I hit this, I want to lay to your candor, and if you can tell me where the homosexuals, the atheists, and I'll bring it down the line in just a couple minutes here, show me where they have rights. Now, I do want to throw this in the mix before you give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Who gives you your rights, the state or God? Okay? That's all I'll hint you in on for right now. Let's go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. War has begun. It has been declared on Christians. Will you stand up and fight? Brand new article. Also have socialist tool Luis Gutierrez releases toolkit to aid illegals to make it easier for them to come into America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have radical Muslim Keith Ellison calls for constitutionality after asking for unconstitutionality. They contradict themselves at every step, don't they? They fall into the pit that they themselves dug and dig without fail, do they not? Obama was handpicked, this is what it says, and not a natural-born citizen, but he's been protected by the Congress. Now, folks, when I seen this headline on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the first thing that went through me was when you go back into a dictatorship, controlled state, you'll always find that it was the politicians that helped dictators to power. Okay? And we're seeing the same thing reoccur here in the United States of America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, bullies and bigots of big gay on the attack in India. Folks, again, keep in mind the radical homosexuals are the ones attacking. They are the victims of nobody. Socialist again, folks, guns and the right to defend your family is a pro-life value. It is God-given, friends. Parents saying baby claps hands in the womb.
Very cool.
This is incredible. Yep. Check out the pictures, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If anyone belongs in a burqa, It's Leanna Dunham. Again, friends, pastor in England, listen carefully because this is one of those I told you so's. Pastor in England arrested for quoting the Bible, tried, fined, and threatened with imprisonment by an Islamic Sharia judge.
Crazy.
So what is the difference between Islam and the radical homosexuals?
Right.
All right? And this is what I've been shouting from the housetops for a long time, but in England we're beginning to see it transpire. Again, pastor in England arrested for quoting Bible, tried, fined, and threatened with imprisonment by Islamic Sharia judge. What do you think of them apples? Also important, free speech victory over Islam, but opponents end roundabout after First Amendment. We're going to talk a little bit about that as well. And what we're going to talk about in coming segment, friends, is this. Supreme Court Justice David Josiah Brewer, he said our laws are based upon the laws of Moses and the teachings of Christ. Of course they are. And again, friends, keep in mind what I just asked you. Where do you derive your rights from? From the state or from God? And do the radical homosexuals, the atheists, so on and so forth, do they have rights? I say no, they don't. And if you say they do, please give us a call. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, before we take this break, I do want you to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out that Joshua MK5. You have 16 days from this point on to actually register or throw your name in the hat to see if you're the one that's going to win that Joshua MK5. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, scroll down on the right side just a little tiny bit, and what you want to do is click onto it, throw your info in there, and see if you're not the one that's going to win that. It's a beautiful weapon,
it's
friends.
Worth
you
it.
Really do. Stephanie, before we take this break and I gobble up the time, is there anything that you'd like to say besides it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head?
Well, I do agree with that statement completely. I just want to say for those of you that are listening, or maybe first-time listeners, please check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as Bradley was just going through all of the highlights of the articles. Also go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sign up on our weekly emails at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to support who we are and what we do, become a son or daughter of liberty. You can find out all that information online and go to the store. There's so many good quality products and things, materials you can get out there to say, what can I do about the problems that I see? Well, there's your answers. Get involved. Do something. Plow your row. Ask the Lord what he's called you to do, and he'll give you the ability to do it.
To watch online, how do they do that?
If you want to watch online, you have to become a son or daughter of Liberty. It's kind of a, you know, exclusive thing.
And thank you for those that just signed up recently, too. We appreciate
it. Amen.
That.
We totally appreciate it. You can click on the button on sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com that say become a son or daughter of Liberty. You sign up and you might be saying, what does that mean? What is that? A son or daughter of Liberty is someone who supports our ministry faithfully on a monthly basis, whatever you so choose to do. And then you get a nice little packet and certificate and several fun things come in the mail to you. But most importantly, you can feel good about what you're supporting and what you're doing with us to be able to seek and save that which is lost, because we can do this thing together. But when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, we send you the exclusive code, wink, wink, the code that you can watch all the antics live in the studio through the live stream as well. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty button, and we will send you the code to watch the live stream.
Now, folks, what we're going to talk about on the other side of this break is, where do the gays have rights? Where do the atheists have rights? Where do those that violate moral law derive their rights from? And, friends, who is the lawgiver? The state or God? Here, I'll throw one more thing in there. Where did God ever give you the right to violate his law? He never did. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Johnny Stolwallick, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Well, America's got itself in quite a predicament because the American people believe that everyone has rights. And this all started, folks, just a couple minutes before the show, and I thought this would be a good row to plow today. An individual posted, "There are millions of Christians and thousands of gays, so why do the gays believe that they should have more rights than the Christians?" I said, gays don't have rights. And if they do, can you please show me? And I lay this to your candor, listener. 1-866-233-0747. Now, folks, listen carefully. I'm telling you that the radical homosexuals, they don't have rights. The atheists, they don't have rights. Did you hear what I said? No more than the thieves have rights, than murderers have rights, than liars have rights, than them that disobey their mother and their father have rights. Folks, they don't have rights. Now, what happens, what I, again, want to lay to your candor, friends, is if they do, I want you to call in and confront me on this topic. I want you to show me where they derive their rights from, and then I'm going to ask you a question. From whom did they derive the rights from? From the state, an evolutionary view of government, or from God, a biblical view of government? Now, we know that Exodus 18:21 tells us that we derive our rights from our republican form of government, from God. And our rights come from the hand of God, not the generosity of the state. Okay? But what happens is when you begin to believe that your rights come from the state, then you give power to the state to go ahead and choose arbitrarily, might I add, as to what they feel is permissible and what's impermissible, friends. Okay? And I want you to understand what this leads to. Again, if your rights are not given unto you by God, then who gave them to you? And what happens is you have the criminals, the lawbreakers, seek to give power to the state, to the debased sort, to give power to a tyrannical form of government, an arbitrary government. And that's what it leads to, by the way. Okay? And I also want you to understand that they begin to determine what is right and what's wrong according to their own fallen state, their own carnal nature. And it's not a good place to put yourself. But America, that's exactly where you put yourself today. I want you to think about this. If your rights are not given to you by the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus fulfilled the Mosaic Institution, the moral law of God, and the ceremonial, then other religions can also come into this country. If your, friends, if your rights are derived from the states, then other religions can come in here into this nation and claim their desire or expected right if you believe that your rights come from the state. This is pretty simple. See, this is why we're beginning to see the Muslims, along with the radical homosexuals and the atheists and the communists, demand their rights. See, what they've done is they've stacked governments nationally, federally, locally. They've stacked government with the atheists, with the radical homosexuals. And by the way, it's not too far gone to right the wrong, friends. But I want people to understand, this is why you're beginning to see the Muslims, the radical Muslims, pop their head into every given scenario concerning our government today. Because if the atheists have rights, and the communists have rights, and the homosexuals have rights, and the baby murderers have rights, then, well, you know what? We have rights too. And what we want Sharia law in America. Because we have a right. Just like the radical homosexuals. No. Wait a second. If you understand that your rights came from your Creator, they don't have a right to violate any law, do they? And by the way, when you do have the right, when you choose to disobey that law, you forfeit your right. And now there's a judgment that would be considered the consequence of your violation towards that law. But when the American people forget that they are the law under God, guess what happens? Everybody can get there and have their rights now. And then what happens at length? A slow siege takes over. Now everybody wants their rights. And now you no longer have a nation. By the way, one nation under God. Now it's everybody's nation. And that's, guess what's going to happen within? Judges 5:8. You're going to have war within the gates. And that's exactly what you're seeing today. This is why the radical homosexuals are attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. This is why the Muslims are beginning to attack and say, by the way, that they're above American law. Well, of course, but I've always told you, friends, that the radical homosexuals are being used to upend your sovereignty. I've always told you that, and now it's beginning to happen. Folks, we're 15 years ahead of the game, and we don't want to listen to what Bradley has to say here through Revelation, then that's fine. But just go ahead and rest assured, friends, what's going to happen is history is going to repeat itself. But what I want to do, I want to keep this on a positive. I want to put your feet upon the rock to establish your goings, but that's up to you to take heed. Folks, going back to a man that sat as a Supreme Court justice, his name was David Josiah Brewer, listen to what he said. He said, our laws are based upon the laws of Moses and the teachings of Christ. The U.S. Supreme Court stated in a case in 1892, Church of the Holy Trinity versus United States, written by Justice David Josiah Brewer. I can give you the stats. Here it is. 143 U.S., 457 through 458, 465 through 471, 36L, ED 226. Okay? Those are for those that want to try and debate away, again, what I'm clarifying. There is no debate here, friends. This is established. This is written in stone. Folks, he said, Mr. David Josiah Brewer, that Supreme Court Justice, he said this is a religious people. This is historically true. From the discovery of this continent to the present hour, there is a single voice making this affirmation. He said there is a single voice making this affirmation. He said the commission to Christopher Columbus, that it is hoped that by God's assistance, continents, and islands in the ocean will be discovered. The first colonial grant made to Sir Walter Raleigh in 1584, and the grant authorizing him to enact statutes for the government of the proposed colony, provided that they be not against the true Christian faith. The first charter of Virginia, granted by King James I in 1606, commenced the grant in these words, in propagating of Christian religion to such people as yet live in darkness. And why would he say that? Because we're called to be the light of the world. And we are called the light of the world. And we still remain the light of the world, friends. And that's why you have criminals in governments. And the above said at the beginning of the first segment here, friends, those that I named, that are trying to put the light out. And it really reminds me of when Jesus was going to the cross and everybody was crying for him. And he said, don't cry for me, cry for you and your children. He said, because if they'll do this in a green tree, just think what they'll do when it's not so green, it becomes dry. In other words, if you have this much light and you allow me to be crucified unjustly, just imagine what you have coming behind me. Yeah. And what came behind him, it was judgment.
That's right. Definitely judgment. And I think when you're talking about, you know, rights and who has rights and who doesn't have rights, the point we're making here is that your rights come from God. But when you disobey God's law, you forfeit those rights. A criminal cannot say, well, listen, I got the right to do, you know, you bust the guy, you know, breaking all these different laws.
Just this weekend, a guy's driving down the road. He's going back and forth. He's drunk. He gets pulled over by a cop. He just forfeited his right because he chose to drink too much.
That's right.
So guess what? He ends up in jail.
Yeah, and that's the whole point is when you have your rights that are derived from your creator, you have the right to obey God's law. But when you step outside of that, you become an outlaw. Therefore, you don't have your rights anymore. And that goes for everyone. From, you're talking about the homosexual, the atheist, the liar, the fornicator.
For those that work in government.
Yep.
Did you hear what I said?
That's right.
For those that work in government. So when they step outside of law, as the folks, even going to that, when those in governments, those that represent we the people, again, those that derive their just powers from we, the consent of we the people, and they act outside of what we've allotted them or delegated to them, guess what? They have violated the law. That makes them an outlaw, and that means you have to enforce the law. Again, America, you are the law, to deal with their crimes. Because you need to keep in mind, these are the people that are actually propagating the fact that they can give rights away to whoever they want to give rights to. And they're doing it illegally because God didn't give them a right to do that in the first place.
To break the law.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Common sense.
Totally.
I mean, can you imagine me getting busted, robbing a bank somewhere, and
yeah.
all of a sudden the cop breaks in and he says, freeze! And I look at him and say, no, sir, I have a right to do this because government told me I have a right to do this.
That's right. Oh, well, I've got my rights.
Yeah, yeah.
You forfeited
and
your rights.
You think that's way out there, friends. Let me ask you something. Why is it that government robs you every day, yet you give them the right to do it? You have been fooled. You have been dummied down. You have been stupefied into believing that corrupt government can do it. So it's a law unto itself. But we're just clarifying who is the lawgiver and who are those that actually have rights and those that do not have rights. We're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about Supreme Court Justice David Josiah Brewer. And what he stated, our laws are based on the laws of Moses and the teachings of Christ. Absolutely. Anything outside of that, the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So, here is what it comes to. Friends, right must always be right, and truth must always be truth, and purity must always be purity, because right and wrong are a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. And isn't it interesting that when you begin to shift that away from the lawgiver, all of a sudden man does that which is right in his own eyes, and he gets in a lot of trouble. But what happens when they do that? They try to bring right down to a lower level because others may want it to be lower to fit their lawless lifestyles. But friends, I want to tell you this. It must be where it always is, because what is crime to replace the law that produces the liberty in which we have? Here, let me say that again. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? But that's exactly what America's allotted. This is why you're having all the problems in schools. This is why you're having all the problems in government, friends. Here, let me propose the question this way. Do liars have rights? See, because in America, people believe that the state-controlled media can say what they want without consequence. Freedom of speech means to fall in line with the law, not outside of the law. The state-controlled media doesn't have a right to lie, defame, to set a jihad out on someone's life. Do adulterers have rights? Well, the attorneys may say so, but I want to tell you something. God didn't give them the right, so they stand contrary to God's moral law, so therefore it cannot be enacted. This really comes down to a whole lot of common sense, friends. Do murderers have rights? Well, in America they do, and I want to tell you why. Because the American people have tolerated this, and they've allowed their corrupt government system, namely their judicial system, to go ahead and make $64 billion a year off of these criminals rather than to deal with them the way that God commanded them to be dealt with. And what happens? Well, they get out and they commit the crime again. But see, again, you live in a system, friends, where they tell you, this supposed judicial system in America, three strikes and you're out. So in other words, they're actually encouraging you to commit the crime. So, folks, liars don't have rights. Murderers don't have rights. Homosexuals, God didn't give them the right. It's an abomination in the sight of God. Atheists are nothing less than enemies to your own country, friends. Who gave them rights to go ahead and try to upend the crosses above the heads of our fallen? Who gave them the right to try to shut down your First Amendment, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights? Who gave them the right to do that? No, they're acting contrary to freedom, friends. And that's what happens when you depart from law. And so again, here we are today, because friends, what people need to understand is that to replace the law with crime, you are at length going to get what you ask for. Because crime, and I ask the question again, what is crime to replace law that produces liberty? Because we know and understand, friends, that, that's no good for any society, because that produces bondage, not liberty. It brings you back to Egypt. And I want you to understand something too, Christians, that the first thing the Lord did when the children of Israel were released from Egypt after God sent the meekest man alive named Moses to tell and command, not ask, but to command Pharaoh to let his people go, the first thing that was required was the blood of the Paschal Lamb. After they were liberated through the blood of the Paschal Lamb, symbolic of Jesus Christ, by the way, do keep in mind the first thing God did was chain them to the law of God on Mount Sinai.
For their good?
Yeah, for their good, of course. And he said just that, for their good. And so again, it was for their good. But if you read 1 Corinthians 10, you'll see what happens to those that didn't want to listen to what God said. Because thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands fell. And why did they fall? Because they were disobedient to the God that gave them the liberty. Okay? So in saying that, friends, again, what we want to do is we don't want to produce bondage. We want freedom. So to do away with the law, if you do away with the law, I'll tell you what you're doing is you're increasing crime. And by the way, criminals love that mentality. And see, this also gives more power to tyranny. When you allow them to be the right giver and the right maker, again, arbitrarily, well, you're giving them power every day by allotting them to commit another crime. Because, friends, right is right eternally, and it cannot be wrong. See, in the spirit, the law is perpetual. It's always at work. And friends, I also want you to understand that you cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right, because we always see people try to bend that. Here, like this, for example. We want equality. We want equality. We want equality. I'm sorry. We want equality. We want equality. We want equality. Equality to what? You want equality to what? What is the standard in which you want equality to go by? What are you referencing when you say that you want equality? Well, if you're talking about equality, isn't it interesting those that are crying that they want equality and they want their rights? Isn't it interesting they make never reference? I'm talking old English again. Notice how they never make reference to God's moral law?
Mm-hmm.
This is why, by the way, going back to the immoral, namely the radical homosexuals again, friends, this is why they don't want judges involved in the decisions that the states make concerning homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. They don't want the judges there. So they prove my point to a T. But what we have heard is we heard the lawless, and we hear them every day of the week try to excuse themselves of doing that which is right, true, and just by saying, well, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. Did you hear about the guy that likes to kill on Fridays, friends? He said he was doing his best.
He couldn't help himself.
No, he couldn't help himself. Mm-hmm. No. You hear about the guy that couldn't keep his hands off everybody's property? He was born that way. He couldn't help himself.
Can't help himself.
Yeah. You hear about the guy that loves to commit adultery with everybody's wife?
Oh, just couldn't help himself.
He couldn't help himself, no. Because, see, what he said is that man's inability is an excuse for sin, which, in fact, man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility. There we have it. Sin is moral, not physical. Everything you do in life is a choice. So if I choose to violate the law is going to fall upon me and there is going to be consequence.
Exactly.
And you're not going to get away from that. So never fall into the error, friends, that moral inability will be an excuse for sin. Lawlessness, 1 John 3:4.
And that's why we need the grace of Christ, too. When you look at it, people say, people look at grace as it's like this sloppery excuse to be able to sin and get away with it. Yeah.
Slippery slope.
Slippery slope. Okay, so basically people think, well, if I just falter and if I sin, you know, every week or every 2 hours or whatever, all I have to do is just ask God to forgive me. That's not what grace is. Grace is not an excuse for you to stay in your sin. Grace is the empowerment by Christ to overcome your sin.
Apparently this is some foreign language, but I'll say it, okay? Here it is. Go and sin no more.
Right.
I heard him say that to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, at the turn of the century, the preachers of the day understood that was an elementary, fundamental understanding with everybody, that you just don't violate the law of God.
That's right.
They departed from evil because they understood the fear of God. And why they do that? Because they understood grace.
That's right. And because parents taught their children. You know, we were just watching a documentary last night about true stories of those who have fought in various wars. And what struck me is the guy's like, well, you know, we went to church in the morning like it was a given. You know, they were taught these principles of morality and Christianity and the Ten Commandments. They were instilled into the children. And then the children were raised up, and then they would teach them to their children. That's how it was supposed to go. Read Deuteronomy. You know, you teach these things unto your children, and they teach them unto their children. But what happens is, when you have parents who've dropped the ball and they haven't taught these things because they become lawless themselves, then we're breeding lawless children who think it's okay to break the law of God because they think they have just an excuse to do it. And that's not how it's supposed to be. We're supposed to follow the commandments of God because we love God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength.
Let me put the mirror on all of those parents, okay?
Yep.
Wisdom is justified by her children. And what do we see? We see a whole influx of another generation coming up that they are decrying that they want their rights.
That's
and what
right.
are they? Are they God-given rights or state-given rights? And they're asking the state now. And what happens at length, they'll begin to ask the state to shut down those that are actually giving forth the light to their own demise.
It breeds so many different things. Like you said, they want something for nothing. They don't want to work for what they have. They're materialistic. They're lawless. They think
they're lazy.
They think their freedom is free, and their freedom is not free. It came at an ultimate price and sacrifice. So we're breeding. What kind of children are we breeding to raise up this next generation, you know, is going to be your future rulers, your future leaders? So what kind of investment are we making into those kids?
If I was a part of the older generation, I would be scared to death.
Yeah.
I would be scared to death.
Especially, I mean,
because you see so very little time and effort being put into that posterity of ours. And by the way, we'll even post stuff on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you should see the nil amount of responses when it comes to their kids.
Yeah.
But if we talk about politics, or we talk about this bad guy, or Hillary Clinton being busted again for some crime, I'll tell you what, the older generation, they're all caught up in that doctrine of hear it, aren't they? That Jesus told you to beware of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have to look at this generation who is being, as you say so many times, you know, protected from nothing and subjected to everything. And we can't say, well, you know, that's someone else's kids. My kids are grown. Listen, we are our brother's
keeper. Let me ask you this. Is Barack Hussein Obama someone else's kid?
Mm-hmm.
Of course he is. Should have dealt with the issues, huh, friend?
Yeah, it would have been nice if they would have been dealt with when he was young. They wouldn't have these problems when they're old. See, prevention is better than cure. If we take care of the issues now, and it's so sad to say, I mean, if you look at any, I know, you know, teenage kids are kids, and kids will be kids. They goof off, they're funny, that kind of thing. But if you just look at it, just a bunch of kids hanging out today, what are they? They're materialistic. The things they're going for, they're on their phones, their games, their video games. What in life is important to them?
They're
and what
diverted.
Have they been taught is important to them? They do not know the principles of right and wrong, the Ten Commandments, the foundational things to catapult their lives from. They have no foundation, and they do whatever they want to do because no one ever taught them different.
No. No one ever taught them except the enemy of their soul.
Did you
hear about the little boy whose arm was broken?
That's right.
And his arm was broken, and he went into the doctor, and the doctor said to him, you know, if I re-break his arm and readjust his arm, this little kid's going to go crazy. So he began to adjust his arm just a little bit to re-break it, and the kid just started swearing at the doctor. And the doctor just looked at him and said, you know, I'm not gonna re-break his arm and readjust it.
I want you to like me.
I want you to like me. I don't want you to get mad at me for this. So therefore, I'm just gonna let him go. I want to say this. That is about the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. But this is what's being taught on a 24/7 basis to the younger generation.
Rather than causing a little.
Let's put him on drugs. Let's get him counseling. Let's get him this, that, and everything. And everything the kid despises, that's what's being thrown at him.
Yep.
And they're rejecting it. They're regurgitating this on a major, major scale.
And rather than re-breaking their arm to set it right and correctly, we just don't want to cause any more pain because we think that's love, and it's really a judgment turned backwards and no love at all.
It totally is. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, coming up to our final segment, 1-866-233-0747.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty final segment. Folks, I want to throw this in the mix, okay? Go ahead and reload or download the podcast from sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. But I just want to interject this into the show so you can ponder this and think this over. What happens when you allow criminals to actually dictate what is right and what is not given rights? Again, when they arbitrarily decide what they want. Well, let's go to Barack Hussein Obama. Why is he appointed, you know, the first gay president? Why is he appointed over 225 radical homosexuals to his administration and to federal government positions? Why is this criminal appointed Muslims to governmental positions, to the DHS, so on and so forth? Do you see what happens? Crime begets what? Crime. Let's go over to Alina Kagan, where everybody's waiting on the Supreme Court justice to decide nothing. Their job is to discover and apply law, not to create law. But people need to understand that, well, the Supreme Court's going to decide on what the deal is with radical homosexuals and marriage in June. Really, what is the court going to say? Well, if they were ruled by law, I already know what they're going to say. They would incriminate those that are trying to marry each other. They would incriminate those that even are committing the act of sodomy the way that our laws and statutes require. Check your state statutes before you stick both feet in your mouth, friends. I've done this. Okay? Alina Kagan's been appointed. We know who she is. She's a radical lesbian. She's sitting on the Supreme Court justice. What happens when you allow them to begin to dictate what rights are and what they are not? Well, you put a criminal in a position. Oh, by the way, Alina Kagan, she's known for queerifying Harvard, and she's also the individual that has attacked your own military. But all of a sudden, just in time, she's going to decide the case. What do you think she's going to decide in favor of concerning homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind? Are you getting my point? Well, they're going to say, well, we're going to give them the right to do that. See, this is the same court that sanctioned the murder of the innocent, calling it choice as they dismember and they behead babies inside of the womb. This is the same government, friends. I mean, when that happened, you can't put anything past criminals, and not only in the court system and the government, but the people that tolerate those crimes. They are just as guilty for breaking the law by allowing them to sanction the murder in the first place of the innocent in the womb. But going back to Alina Kagan, what do you suppose she's going to vote in favor of, friends? Are you starting to get my point? Is she ruling according to law? Because she swore with her hand on the Bible to uphold the Constitution. And you're watching her in the act of treachery, and in many cases treason in so many different ways. According to the oath that she swore she would uphold, she is now damning the country because the people are allowing her to do that. Because now she's judging according to what she wants rather than what God gave concerning his moral law. I want to lay this to your candor too, please. What happens when a man becomes such a liar that he can't speak the truth? Is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? If your employee owes you a day's labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? This should enrage everybody, but this is what you're being taught. Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he spent the money and therefore he cannot pay it back? Wow. Is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says, I was born this way. Folks, I want to say this. It's a dangerous doctrine. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. And I want to make one more point, and I'm going to give it over to you, Stephanie.
Which is why we need the grace of God.
The more immoral you become as a people, is it not interesting to you that the government is right there to put more shackles on you? So who is actually promulgating, advancing immorality in every type, friends, known to mankind? It's the government that you are allowing to act in a lawless fashion. So what does it come back to? Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants.
I know.
No ifs, ands, or buts about it. No in-betweenites, friends.
That's right. I want to close the show here with a few stats. Just regarding giving and people who give, I want you to listen to this. 91% of all Christian outreach evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. Christians' annual income is $12.3 trillion. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions, 87% of which goes to work being done among the already Christians. 12% goes to work among the evangelicized non-Christians, and 1% among the unevangelized. Now, I want to say something. What would you think if I said, well, I'm going to go on a mission trip to Mexico, and I'm going to teach them Spanish? You would say, well, that wouldn't be necessary because obviously they're in Mexico. That's their language, their native language. They already know Spanish. We have done over 350 public high schools, college, university campuses across America. We have reached the unreached. We were talking about the youth in this program today, especially those who have no knowledge between good and evil, those who do not understand the price paid for their freedoms, those who have never had anyone love them enough to tell them the truth. And the response has been, it was like the lights went on. We've gotten responses from from people who say, I was about to do something and now I'm not going to do it anymore. The response is not just when they're young, but when they're old. We've had people who Bradley has sat down with years later after being a rebellious teen who was a pastor's son and said, I didn't want anything to do with God.
Yes, Centennial.
He sat down and talked with them and had some lunch with them. Years later, he said, now I'm a youth pastor. What is he doing? He's reaching out to more young people because fruit begets more fruit. When you plant the seed, you believe God to water it and bring the increase. As Paul said, I planted, Apollos watered, God gave the increase. As we're doing what we're doing, we are reaching out to those who have never heard the gospel before in the manner it was intended to be preached. Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. Many of them have heard a false version of grace. They've heard God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, but they have not heard the biblical form of evangelism, which is law, the Ten Commandments showing you your sin, judgment, what you deserve because you have broke those commandments, mercy, the mercy of Christ on the cross, and faith, the faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you. That's the biblical way. That's the way of salvation. We are bringing this truth to public school kids, to university college campuses, to community colleges, secular community colleges, to tea parties, to churches, prisons, festivals, wherever the Lord opens the door, we walk through it. And people are so happy that we're doing what we're doing, but we can't reiterate enough that we cannot do what we do without your support. For those of you, you might have been listening to us for years. You may have been blessed by this ministry time and time and time again and say, oh yeah, I saw you guys outside of a Walmart or outside of a gas station or at this church event or at my high school. You were at my high school. But how many of you have actually acted upon that and said, listen, you know what? I want to support that ministry that has really blessed me. Please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I actually was just on, I'm on the radio website right now. I clicked on the donate button at the top. For those of you who want to just give a one-time donation, click on the donate button at the very top. It is so simple, even I can do it. And I say that as not being a very technical computer wizard here, but it's just simple. You just go plug in your information, you know, here's your email address, so on and so forth. For those of you who like to go a little further and say, I want to support what you do every month. Now, we have some people who faithfully give every month. I see their checks every month, and I think, wow, it's so awesome. The Lord is just being so faithful through them and how they're being blessed and how we're being blessed because we're in this thing together. But for those of you that say, listen, I can do a little bit more. I think, you know, maybe I could sacrifice a little here to make sure that the gospel is being preached across this nation because we're not just sitting here behind the microphone. We are out there, East Coast, West Coast, Wisconsin, Arizona, Texas, you name it. We've been to so many different states across the United States, but it's not enough. We are satisfied with an unsatisfactible satisfaction, as Smith Wigglesworth said. We are not content to sit here and do nothing. Our heart, our mission is to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That is our heart. That is our mission. And we want you to get behind what we're doing. Please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button if you want to make a one-time donation. Or if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, click on that button. It's a reoccurring thing that you do every month, what you can to help support the cause and really the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your donations are tax deductible, please do go now. Check it out. If you've never been there, check out the store. So many good materials for you, too, as well. There's something that everyone can be doing to further the gospel.
Well, I'm curious again. Give me that stat one more time.
Which
how much,
one?
How much goes to the young people? I know what it is, but I want
less
people to hear this again.
Less than one half of 1% of church funding goes to youth causes, and the youth are our future.
Well, let me ask you this. You were raised in the church.
Mm-hmm.
What are those fundings going towards? It's not seeking and saving that which is lost.
Yeah, I think a lot of funding goes towards, like, church building programs.
New
like
Bibles.
That's right. They're building
church
programs.
Church pews.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're, you know, they're bizarre. They're, you know, different functions within the church. And, you know, obviously, our goal of the church is to get out there, seek and save that which is lost. Not build up the building, but reach out to the people.
So do the opposite of what Christ commanded them to do.
That's right.
Wow.
Folks,
you got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.